From the Florida Justice Association, these are the Titans of Trial.
Welcome to Titans of Trial, a new podcast series featuring the personal stories of the men and women who've made a difference to the practice of trial law in Florida. I'm Paul Jess, Executive Director of the Florida Justice Association. As this program's title implies, the Titans of Trial are the giants of trial law practice here in Florida over the past half century. Sure, they've won big cases, but just as importantly, they've contributed to how law is practiced today here in Florida. The rulings they secured on behalf of justice have also resulted in lasting societal changes that benefit all of us. When we decided to do this podcast series, we wanted to feature legendary trial lawyers revealing their keys to success, both in law practice and in their personal lives. It's something our newer, younger members have requested in terms of receiving practical advice and lessons from our seasoned members. But it's also important in our work here to preserve and share the very consequential history and accomplishment of these trial lawyers. And so begins this legacy series, with new episodes to be released twice monthly. Joining me is Harvey Bennett, our producer of the Titans of Trial podcast. Harvey, what should listeners expect from these podcasts?
Paul, they're going to hear a very up-close and personal story from each of these titans in their own words. I had the privilege of traveling the state to sit down individually with the nearly 30 top trial lawyers that we're featuring here as the Titans of Trial. And we ask them the questions and we mine those golden stories, those golden moments that the Florida Justice Association members want to hear.
So what did the Titans talk about? What did they share?
Paul, it's fascinating. They reveal what made them want to be trial lawyers, and some of them, ironically, came to the practice by accident. And they also share the influences on their lives, the mentors that they had, the key skills that they think are important. We spend a lot of time on that. We also talk about and learn their secrets to day-to-day success in this very tough profession of trial law. We also talk about each one of them at least has one case in their career so far that they will never forget. And we talk about that case. We talk about why they'll never forget it. And there's some very terrific human stories from their clients that they have been the true advocates for relief. We also talk about their regrets, and that is very, very revealing. You know, another part of it is how they balance their professional life with their family life, and their view on the future of the legal profession. And we also talk about ethics. Do the ends sometimes justify the means? We heard some surprising answers, Paul. There's a lot of heartfelt, practical advice shared by these titans, too.
Can you share a story or two that sticks out in your mind out of your many interviews with these titans of trial?
Gosh, there were so very many. One was Fred Levin of Pensacola, the father of the big tobacco lawsuits here in Florida in the mid-1990s. He's now a bit past the age of 80 as we record this. He's battling stage 4 lung cancer. He was extremely open in our sit down. He talked about many things, but he spent a good amount of time on his regrets in life. He said he wasn't a good husband, wasn't a good father. He went into detail about how the demands of the job and the time he personally devoted to his clients and the cause of justice came at a personal toll to him. You know, there were more than a few titans who talked about the need to innovate in the practice of trial law. As life changes, so too must the practice of law and how firms focus their resources and how they market themselves. For instance, both Mike Papantonio and Bob Kerrigan decried what they termed the biggest challenge to this profession, that it's turning into too much of a business, too many lawyers are getting into it, just to settle cases. And I've got to tell you, Paul, Papantonio in his remarks at one point and only half jokingly said that, you know, some of these lawyers wouldn't know where they're supposed to sit in a courtroom if they had to go to trial. you know, it's very revealing. Kerrigan said that by failing to go to trial, too many lawyers are leaving money on the table. They're not serving their clients' best interest. They're not creating the positive societal change, sometimes only possible by going to court and having a court rule in a case. And so these interviews, Paul, at times are whimsical. They're always inspirational. I learned a heck of a lot. And they contain some blunt honesty, tough talk, and impassioned arguments, as you would expect from such titans of trial.
Harvey, thank you for providing a glimpse into our titans of trial and sharing more about what our listeners of this new podcast series from the Florida Justice Association can expect.
My pleasure, Paul.
Again, we will be releasing a new Titans of Trial podcast about every couple of weeks. We invite you to listen to this new podcast series featuring the personal stories of the men and women who've made a difference to the practice of trial law in Florida. New episodes will be sent to our members via email, as well as posted on our podcast webpage on the Florida Justice Association website. That address is www.floridajusticeassociation.org. Remember, you can subscribe to the Titans of Trial podcast by clicking the subscribe button or RSS feed icon on the screen. Our podcasts are also available on iTunes. For Titans of Trial, I'm Paul Jess. Thank you for listening.